Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to want me.
Hello.
Are you driving?
No, I'm actually at Universal. I'm in the Parisian courtyard. Can you hear the French music playing?
Uh-huh.
Did you get those pictures I sent you?
Yes. I love those. I love getting pictures from you at work.
Yeah, that's my new character, so.
You should send them to other people so they can know what we're talking about. It's so cute. Tana has dresses up like all these characters. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I sent them to some. I'll send them whoever wants them.
Yeah, if you're in the chat room and you want to see what Tana does and how fun it is, I want her job. channel, Fonda?
I don't know how to post pictures that I post them to Facebook. But I don't know how to do them to YouTube because it's not really a video. So I post only my dance when I back.
Well, I saw some breaking news. All outgoing flights are grounded at multiple California airports. Did you guys know that? It just happened like 7 minutes ago.
No, that's crazy. I'm there.
Was
all day.
Yeah, I just saw on Dabu 77. I just read the headline. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're going home. Well, we are going home, aren't we?
Yeah, we definitely are going home. Amen.
Are you going to be with us or do you have to be at work?
Me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm on the
walk. I have to be, I'm here until 3:45, so.
Oh, cool. Then you get to leave and then join us in chat where you're so popular.
Yeah. My late night chat.
I don't know. Should we talk about what happened in late night chat maybe later on?
Maybe, Judy. It's kind of scandalous.
It was scandalous, huh, Tana? What happened there?
Yeah, it's exciting and happy, a happy event. Yeah, it was scandalous. Some people involved. Some people involved don't even know.
Joe Gretto married Gemma while he was sleeping. Actually, Gemma and Joe were both sleeping together in the chat room after 11. And, you know, we figure we should perform a ceremony because if they're sleeping together, you know. So, yeah, they got married. So, yeah, Joe, you married Gemma. It was a beautiful marriage, huh, Tana? And Jason found the rice icon, and he threw rice, didn't he, at their wedding?
Yeah, Jason threw rice, and I gave flowers, and, yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, their icons got married, just so you know. Their icons were sleeping together in chat.
Yeah, when their icons are sleeping together, what do you want us to think? I mean, it's kind of crazy, but yeah. Anyway, we want to welcome everybody to RCC, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, and we love him, and we're here to worship him and praise him as we see his soon approach to come and get us. Come on, kitty, kitty, kitty. So, Carol, thank you so much for being here in chat, and we have 1, 2, 3 guests, 13 people in chat. Thank you, guests. If you could make a username, we would love that. Joe Gretto, Betty Betty, so glad you're here, and Chris Slaughter, I'm so glad you're seeing Chris this morning in chat. Yeah. And Nick Hardy, glad you're here, and Alana, and Rojo's birthday is today. So, Tana, will you sing happy birthday to her?
Sure, yeah, let's do it. Shall we do it now?
Yeah.
All right, a 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rosemary Rojo Rose. Happy birthday to you.
Yay, we love you, Rojo. Rosemary, you're so awesome. It's never the same if you're not here. And I'm always glad you're here because I would miss you. So happy birthday, Rojo. I went to Costco today, and I bought carrot cake muffins with little frosting and carrots on them, and so I'm going to eat those for your birthday. Okay? So I actually have cake for you, cupcake. So anyway, I'm going to think of you and your birthday. You should eat something delicious, though. I wish we were close by. I would send some to you. I really would. I have to meet you guys. If we're here past May 15th, I'm already setting up visits. Sorry, but... I don't think we will be, but if we are, plan on me visiting you, okay? Thanks. Roman, welcome to chat. Rose, 1, 2, 3, praise. I'm not sure who you are, but we're so glad you're here. And Sherry, Barry. Sherry, you better call. You can't just be showing up and not calling. Good to see you, Sherry. Shoveling shit, Sherry. And that's when she hears God the most, is when she's shoveling shit with her horses and just feeling the power of the Lord. I feel God the most. He speaks to me so much when I'm doing my dishes and vacuuming, like our God time. It's really cool. Like, every minute is God time, but that's extra gaudy. Extra gaudy, that's funny. Can you hear me? Because I'm on my walkie-talkie. I'll be on the iPhone in a minute, but right now my sister needs it. So can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I want to welcome 470-615 and Keith. So who's 615?
That's me, Jim.
Jim,
okay.
Hey, guys.
Jim, are you just listening in because you're driving on the road, or are you actually going to say something wonderful to make us
happy? Oh, yeah, I'm just listening in. Yeah, I'm beating myself most of the time because of all this road noise. So I just listen.
Love you, Jim. Can we sit up and film with you after our chat? He's been able to
another late night chatter. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, he's another character.
Yeah, not the extreme late night, but exactly shady character. Not the extreme late night chatter, but the late night chatter. So we have three different categories now.
Tana knows because, like, she's one of the chat room cops. She stays until, like, 2 or 3, right, Tana, in the morning?
Yeah, like the past 2 or 3 nights. 2 and 3 in the morning. Yeah, I'm also the record keeper of RCC, so I have to keep track of things.
Yeah, we have lots of cool people that pop in, and we try to guess who they are and stuff. It gets really funny. Okay, so who's area code 470?
It's Christine, Atlanta.
Hi, Christine. I'm sorry, because I thought it was you, but I wasn't positive. Christine, share with us. There's so many things that you get. Like, you sent me another inbox. And I hope you can share. This whole wedding thing, this whole scene, you know what God's been doing with you? You want to share with us? So exciting.
Sure, yeah. I was freaking out, and I'm so glad I can finally look at my contact list and tell somebody. Because before, when God would give me things like this, I'd look at my phone, and I'd be like, yeah, I can't call anyone and tell them because they're just not going to get it. So thanks for being there, my rapture-centric family. I love you guys. I called in, I think, when did I call in? I called in on Sunday, and I just, like, was saying how on Saturday the Lord had given me the word about how we're about to enter the wedding chamber. And I was talking about how I'd never heard of the wedding chamber before because I've heard of, obviously, the bridal chamber and like, you know, us, you know, as the bride, obviously, you know, our garments are being made white and everything like that. But I had never, you know, heard of the wedding chamber. So the short story of it is I think I shared with everybody on Sunday already that I went and I looked up wedding chamber, and I know that the Holy Spirit had to be the one to lead me to this lady who she just talked about the Bride of Christ and how, you know, the resemblance of the Bride of Christ being, the symbolism with the Jewish traditional, you know, weddings and everything like that. So in that, I found out that the wedding chamber was actually in ancient Israel, like the father's house. He would build a room. It was a room that it was a very, you know, I guess it was the room where they would start the ceremony, and only a few people, like I guess, like obviously the rabbi or the bride and groom would be entering that room about, like, to, you know, get married, exchange their vows and everything like that. And so I thought that was significant, and they called that the huppah. So I'm sure everybody who already knows about this, I'm like, you're way more knowledgeable than me, but I didn't know about any of this. I just heard wedding chamber and went and looked it up, and this is what I got. So then, okay, that was super cool, and I was able to share with my RCC family on Sunday. So yesterday, I see how Todd from Sam Heaton, is it, that he put out a video about this last weekend and how he was at a beach and he was entering like the sand part, and he has pictures on his video, if you see, just like of like this white, you know, not like carpet, but like this white, like just throw, like rolled out, and like the wedding, you know, chairs set up, and then like this canopy. And so in ancient Israel, it used to be a room, but now like it's when you enter that, like a canopy looking thing, like it's like just the you know, person marrying the bride and groom. And so he was, like, giving his video. Everybody can go watch his video, but he was giving his video how this is very significant to him, and the Lord was, a lot happened. Like, he found a shell in the shape of a shofar, and, like, all this stuff happened that day. But the specific thing to what I'm relaying to y'all is, he was saying how it was very interesting that the Lord was leading him to that part where it's time to approach, you know, this part. He's like, it's time to get married. He's like, the Lord literally led me to the part of the ceremony. So I was like, wow, that is, it was crazy to me that he got that, because he got that this weekend. And like I said, I got this on Saturday. So I also follow Jonathan Kleck, and I don't listen to him every night because it's like I can't listen to RCC and listen to Jonathan Kleck and do that. So I'll only check in with him like on his blog talk like once or twice a week and be like, all right, let me check and see what he has going on, because he hears, you know, just profound, you know, messages from the Lord and everything like that. So I checked yesterday after. Now I want you guys to all know I wasn't subscribed to Stan Heating. Like it was a miracle for me to even see that video. Like, he's not on my YouTube list. So I was like, it came up, though. It came up. I don't know if it was on somebody else's or whatever, but I wind up watching it. So, okay, I subscribed. I was like, okay. So what I'm saying is, I know of this person, and I know he's friends with RCC, but, like, I've never been a follower. So I go to Jonathan Kleck 2 days ago. He usually just stays on for, like, you know, an hour, maybe an hour and a half or whatever. And he does have people come on. Like, he will bring some people on, but mainly he does all the talking. Well, on his title of his blog talk 2 days ago, it says, gonna need the whole 2 hours. And I was like, whoa, okay, this is interesting. Let me click on this. So he comes on and he says, yeah, there's some awesome stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah going on. And, you know, he's like, I'll, you know, get to my stuff later. But right now I'm going to introduce my friend Todd, which is the Stan Heating guy, who is his guest on his show. And so he makes Todd run through basically the whole video that I just told you guys. And Todd, he says, yeah, he went through the whole video. And he's like, so this happened and that happened. And he was, like, showing, you know, the pictures from his video and everything like that. And he said, and then I was led right to the ceremony part under the huppah. And the huppah is the word the Lord had given me for wedding chamber. That's wedding chamber. And he tells Jonathan Kleck, yes, so the Lord literally let me walk right up to the huppah to let us know where we're at. And I was freaking out because I was like, I mean, I just never get used to the fact that, like, you know, I know we hear from God, I understand, you know, but it's like when other members of the bride, the brothers and sisters, get the same exact word at the same exact time. Like, Todd got it that weekend, and he said that the wedding was going to start at 6 o'clock. I got my message around 5 o'clock on Saturday and about the wedding chamber, the huppah, and he... And the Lord lets me see this guy's video. Again, I know he's a brother for RCC, but I'd never heard him on Jonathan Kleck. And lets me not only see his video, but then go and check Jonathan Kleck, who I do follow, to tell me, yes, I'm sealing it. That is what I told you. And I've also told, you know, other of the brethren. And Todd says the same thing that basically the Lord said to me on Saturday. So we are at the point, we are about to enter the proceedings of the ceremony. That's where we are. So I hope I communicated that well and that encourages somebody, because it's not just me getting that message. So.
Yes, Christine, it's so encouraging. I'm like you. God speaks all the time, but I never get tired of it. I'm always excited because it's like with someone you love, you know, you just... And when he speaks to more than one person about the same thing, it brings you over the top, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was like, oh my gosh, I was freaking out, you know, and everything. And it's like, I'm so glad to have my family, because my husband, he's like so used to this and everything. So that he's like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you're not excited enough. I need to get in touch with my RCC family. He's like, yeah, that's great. Okay, you know. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm so glad again to have you guys. But honestly, it was very encouraging to me, and I hope it's encouraging to other people, because that's exactly it, Judy. It's like, I mean, when I get something and then I hear someone else gets it, it's like I already know that the Lord had told me that, and but it just it's like when someone else gets that message or somebody else is told the same thing, I mean, it's just like cataclysmic. It's just like amazing, like everything coming together. And I feel like it just amped up all the other stuff that the Lord was telling me recently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going, oh my gosh, well, the Lord told me lots of stuff recently, so this is all coming together. This is all going down. This is all about to happen. You know what I mean? And so it just amped up everything else I've ever heard from God too, you know? So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know what? You called the right place because we're going to get all excited and crazy with you. We're not going to be like, oh, that's interesting. We're going to be like, and trust me, like, let me tell you who's on the line who's about to yell and scream. Okay, Pat is here. Hi, Pat. Isn't that awesome what Christina shares? I mean, come on. Everyone in the chat room is saying thank you, Christine, for sharing this. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad, again, to just have a place of sharing that. And the one other thing, because I just want to say one thing, I'm going to listen, but the other thing I want to say is the major other thing that he's been telling me lately is that, you know, it's not a downer for us. It's not, okay? But, like, destruction, destruction, destruction. Like, he's made that very, very clear. Like, Babylon is falling. He's just made that very, very, very clear. And he's made it clear that we will be hidden, we will be protected, you know what I mean, his children, the bride, he's made that very, very clear, but he's also made it clear about the destruction, and he gave me, I mean, God is so beautiful, like, he's so, like, poetic, like, he said, he's like, I know you like that movie, and I don't know if anybody has ever seen this movie, but if you did, this is one of the last things he told me. He said, I know you like that movie, and I'll tell you what movie it is in a minute, but he said, I know you like that movie, and he said, and it is exactly like that scene. He said, it's going to play out exactly like that scene that's your favorite scene in the movie. And I was like, okay, well, the movie is Forces of Nature, and I don't know if you've ever seen it with Ben Affleck and Sandra Bullock, but he's trying to get home to his wedding. He's trying to get to his wedding. And when he finally gets to his wedding, it's in a place like Savannah or something like that, but there's a major storm. And you just see, like just all the decorations and people running around and just, you know, oh, my gosh, there's a storm, and they're trying to get cover and everything like that. But he is with his bride-to-be in the middle of the storm that is encircling around them, and they're just looking into each other's eyes and talking and gazing, and he says it's going to be exactly like that all this chaos is going to be going on, but we're going to be still, and we're going to be protected, and we're going to be right there with him in his, you know, embrace. So yeah, you can look it up, and it's not in English. It's in Spanish, so if anybody speaks Spanish, they can see it. But the movie's in English, but the YouTube video clip that I found is only in Spanish, so it's kind of funny. But really, I mean, the scene is beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful scene. And he said, I know you like that movie, and it's going to happen just like that scene. So if it's on YouTube, you can put in Forces of Nature, the wedding scene. And so that was the other thing that he told me lately, Judy. Sorry.
No, please keep talking. Okay, so we have Pat, and we have, is that Stacy? 914, is that you, Stacy? I bet it's Stacy, I think, at 914. Hi, Stacy, the Jamaican. And we have Jim, and we have Keith. Does anybody have anything to share with Christine or anything like that? Anybody have anything to share with Christine?
Thank you, Christine, for sharing that. We just want to say thank you. That was really awesome and encouraging.
Oh,
you're welcome, Keith. I love you. I love everybody. Pat and Stacey and everybody. I love everybody. I love when I get to talk to you guys live. And if I'm not talking live, I'm listening somehow, some way.
I had a request that we play today's Rocho's birthday. So I had a request from somebody at RCC who I respect and love who said, I feel like today we need to play Telephone on Rocho because it's her birthday and on Christine. And I don't know, whatever, because maybe she just wants to bless you for being such a blessing to us, you and your family. So do you mind if we play Telephone on you?
Not at all. I love that.
I know. Okay, so, yeah, we'll have to definitely do that. And,
That's awesome.
I think somebody reminded me that Lala saying, Dustin says if we don't meet today, he's a false prophet. Well, Dustin's my favorite falsie, if we haven't made that clear. I mean, that's what I call him. Yo, falsie, what's up? So, yeah, he's, Dustin's excited to have that title, okay? Because Dustin just gets dates from God, and then he simply proclaims them, you know? So, Dustin's going to try to pop in, and he's been having to work a little bit. He hasn't been around, but I talk to him every day, and he's, just so everyone knows, he's doing great. He tells everyone at RCC that he loves everybody. He's just been super busy with his family. He's totally spreading the word of God coming like wildfire. Everywhere he goes. So
tell him we miss him too, Judy, and we love him, his family.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely will. So yeah, we love you, Dustin. So he's the best. So I want to welcome Lala popped in chat. Jason 302 popped in chat. Welcome, Jason. We're so glad you're here, Judith. Jason, and who else jumped in here? Nobody else. Okay, I got everybody. Sherry's here, though. That's cool. I bet she's working because she would have called. Oh, my gosh. Okay. You're welcome, Jason. Jason, he's a late-night chat cop. He is. He's a late-night chat cop. I don't know. If anyone hasn't popped in late-night chat, Jason will. He's a security guard. You know, he makes sure nothing gets too crazy. He helped me perform a marriage last night, huh, Jason? Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Christine, are you going to be able to stay on for a little bit, or do you have to tend to all the kids and everything?
No, I told my husband that tonight I was going to call in, so I'm good for a little bit.
Oh, good. I just wanted to say, please speak up if you're on the line. Because everyone's unmuted, and we would love to have you share. I concur about, you know, Babylon will fall. God has shown me and John, we said it on the old channel, on the Judy Smith channel. Remember, we had that channel from the first video was December 5th, and the last video was December 25th. And that was in the beginning when God was showing John all the destruction, that America would be completely destroyed. And he had so many visions. But one thing God kept telling him was, but this will not touch my bride, but this will not touch my bride. Now, we are having some destruction. We are. The tornadoes were horrible. You know, people died. But the destruction that's coming, you know, we'll be gone for that. But I just, you know, the Lord let me see lots of death. And I think a lot of us here at RCC have had the dreams, have had the visions, have had the direct words from God that, you know, this nation will be completely and utterly destroyed. And so, you know, we don't, the thing is, it's fulfilling Bible prophecy, okay? So it's time. So we rejoice in what, you know, that God told me. He said, my judgments are righteous and just, and they're right. He said they are just and they are right. But he was telling me that all the time when he would show me the major destruction, when he showed little John an earthquake that hit Santa Cruz right here by us in California, he said, Mom, nobody even had a chance to live. They just died instantly. Okay, that's what he saw. That earthquake was a 6-something. And he said, Mom, people didn't even have time to try to get help. They just died instantly. Now, when God was showing my son this stuff, you know, it would shake him up because it's kind of scary when you're 10 years old to be seeing all this death. Can you hear me, Christine? Can you guys hear me?
Perfectly, yeah.
Yes, honey.
Okay, on walkie-talkie phone. So, and so, you know, but again, God wants to tell us what's coming, you guys, and he does, all right? And so we rejoice in it, not because we want people to die, not because we want mass death and destruction, okay? We're not sickos. We're praying for everyone to be saved, okay? But this is part of what's going to happen, and all the signs are there. Just look at the news. It's all being set up, okay? And people still don't want to believe it, but, you know, we get excited because we know that this is the right thing to do at this point in history, and it's God's, ultimately it's for the best because he's going to make this place new, okay? There'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and God is going to make it fresh and clean and beautiful. But anyway, I just wanted to say that because you were talking about the destruction. And
No, you're right, Judy, you're right. And that's how he left me with it. Honestly, like, before all this happened, on Monday night, I went outside on my porch. I like to be outside, like, sometimes when I'm talking to him and everything, but I went outside on my porch and called him like I just call you guys, you know what I mean? Like, I literally, I just started talking to him. I was like, okay, Jesus, you know, about some stuff and everything like that. Well, he just started, I mean, he was talking, I mean, and I... Maybe it was because I was still enough. I mean, I know that God is always talking, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like I was still enough, and I was looking at his creation, like, in the sky and everything like that. And he left it after he was reminding me about everything that you're talking about, Judy. He told me, rejoice. You're about to dance with the king, and your king is on his way. So that's his last orders to me. So I'm like, I'm going to rejoice because I prayed about everybody. I've lifted them up. I trust them to him. And the last thing he told me to do is rejoice because I'm about to dance with my king, and my king is on his way. So I was like, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. Everyone in the chat room is saying, yes, Christine, rejoice. Because, oh, wait, before I say go any further, Sherry had a word for Christine because I think she thought we were playing telephone already. But that's cool. I'm going to read it. Sherry in the chat room said, Christine, I have blessed you. I have guided your steps. You are in my grace. My love shall shine upon you. I hear each of your prayers, and you are bound to my heart. You are mine. That's so beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
There's more to come. We're going to play. I'll play some worship, and then we'll do some more. But I wanted to just talk a little more about this destruction because when God showed me the math of death that's coming to America when he showed it to me. This was back in the days when I couldn't get out of my bed. Remember, you guys, I only started getting out of my house, like, a week ago. But, like, I literally couldn't get out of my bed most of the time. So good thing my sister had moved in here because I was bedbound by the Lord, really. And he was just... But the thing is when he showed me this massive death stuff, he did say the same thing, Christine. He said, but rejoice, because my judgments are right. They're right and they're just, and I would be crying because he was crying. Okay, so that's why I say God's bipolar. It's not in a bad way. It's just that he's God. He can handle all these emotions. And the thing is that he let me share them with him, and so then I'd be crying and I'd be weeping over the death and over the destruction. I'd be weeping with the Lord, and then I would be done weeping, and then he would direct me. I'll never forget. I've talked about this a lot, but it just makes me laugh. He said, now go to the room and look at your cats. And I went to look at them, and he said, now this is how I want you to act until I get here. So they were sleeping peacefully on the bed, not a care in the world. You know how cats are when they're cat-napping? They're just happy. And he said, I want you to act like that. So he tells me all this bad news, and then he goes, now you act like that.
Right. Amen.
Wow, yeah.
Amen. And you know what? This is funny. This is funny, Judy. You're reminding me of stuff he told me on Monday. He said, don't fear. Like, if you're mine, I uphold you with my righteous right hand. There is no getting away from me. He said, he's like, you are my body, okay? He said, and then he made me laugh. He said, people don't just walk around and their arms and legs fall off. I started laughing. Like, he's like, you can't get away from me. Like, you're part of my body. Like, you don't see people just walking and their arms and legs falling off. And I'm like, Jesus, you're, like, telling a funny right now. I'm like, you're hilarious. But he was just, like, he was making me laugh. Like, he was doing, like, jokes and everything like that. Even, like you said, like, after that, yeah, because I started crying, too. I mean, I went out there to kind of cry and try to get, like, just some burdens off of me or whatever, but then he was, like, doing, like, what, you know, like, your best friend would do after and be like, no, come on now, let's go eat some ice cream or, like, you know, make a joke or something, and he was doing that same thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
He does
yep.
that.
Yeah. You know, because here's the thing. Listen, God wants us to know we're his friends. He wants us to know what's coming. He's not showing us so that we're going to be afraid. He's showing us so that we can share, and we're his friends. That's what friends do. They share their secrets. You know, they share what they're about to do. So, you know, it's wonderful to know all this stuff, because when I see all these things happening around me, I know that God is saying, you know, this is almost it. We're almost home, you know, and the earth, the massive tornadoes that just occurred, those were, again, God's gracious reminder to people to wake up, okay? There could have been a lot more death. People don't look at it that way. They're like, you know, it could have been way worse. With all these things that are happening, it's unexplainable why more people aren't dying. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but more people should be dying, but they're not. Because God is trying to wake people up. Isn't he nice? He's just nice. He cares. He loves us. So, anyway. Be excited, okay? Be excited. It's an exciting time to be alive. And God's hearing our prayers. And he's coming to take his bride. And like he told little John, but you, my bride, you will not be touched. He said it over and over. And, you know, Katie was right there in the eye of that tornado, and she was laughing her head off.
Wow.
She really was. Kristen, I was on the phone with her because Michelle's like, Judy, can you call Katie to see if she's okay? So I call Katie, and Katie's like, yeah, Judy is headed this way. I'm so excited. I hope I die. I mean, and literally,
one way to
you
get
guys,
raptured.
Everyone thinks that martyrs, you know, in the past, that martyrs, people that die for Christ, are all depressed and scared. No, they're not. When you're a martyr, you're excited to die, okay? You're like, let me die for you, God. I'm excited. So, you know, like, that's the thing about loving God. We have no fear. Like, any last vestiges of fear that you have hanging on in your life right now, guys, let them go. It's the end of time, okay? Just let it go. Let it go and trust God. Trust him, because he's taking care of it all. And Katie didn't get hurt by the tornado, but it did ruin a lot of buildings around her area, and it caused flooding. And her roommate had to run to the first floor of her apartment building. But, you know, wow. She had no fear. The only reason why she said she went to the first floor was because they forced her to. She was ready to stay on the, you know, on her floor and just get taken away.
Wow. One way to fly.
Yeah. Yep. So
I have
anyway.
That yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to read, I wanted to know if maybe I could read that Joy is Coming Again, the message from Bon, because it's so encouraging.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. This is from Bon's blog, and the Lord said, joy is coming, with an exclamation point. He says, daughter, there is so much coming that you won't be able to contain yourself for joy. Yes, my daughter, joy is coming. There is not just destruction and chaos coming, my daughter, but for my children, for those who have stayed true to me, their Lord and Savior, much joy will be poured out. I have told you that wisdom is being poured out, and this is happening even now. But then there will be joy. I have told you, my daughter, that I will give you more as this cosmic event approaches, so wait for my words to you. In the meantime, keep trusting in me to keep you and your family and friends within my will and within my protection. All the prayers you have brought before me, I have heard, and I am answering. Leave all with me. And then in bold, he says, tell my children that I am coming soon. My coming is imminent, and I will not delay. I am coming at the appointed time, and I will not delay. Go in peace now, my daughter. I will give you more later. Your Jesus, your bridegroom. So how happy is that?
Absolutely beautiful. Oh, look, we have somebody calling you on Skype. Who's this on Skype?
It's me, Judy.
Sherry?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. How's them dead horses?
Well, I can tell you this, they're still shitting.
I ain't gonna stop. But when you get to heaven, sweetheart, there ain't gonna be no more of that.
I hope so.
Then men.
I'm sorry, Judy. I didn't know y'all was even playing telephone. I just got the word while Christine was talking, so I just wanted to throw it out there.
No, I loved it.
Sherry,
it was
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry, you and I are such kindred spirits. You know. I mean, this is going to be, you know, private lingo, but you know, you and I recently gave the same exact word by God to somebody, right? Like the person told me that you gave like the same thing that the Lord had given me that God had already given that person, and you and I just came kind of behind and said, well, God says this, and then you came behind and said, well, God says this, and it was the same thing, and I'm like, it's so cool how our family is, so I just wanted to say I love you, sister.
I love you, too. I didn't know that, but thanks for sharing. I guess that means God might be right.
You think so?
Well, there's a high chance, a high probability that God might be correct on some of this stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. The Lord just said duh to me again. Isn't he awesome?
Oh, that's cute.
I think the Lord must have a little bit of Judy in him.
Probably a lot. Oh, my goodness.
So I haven't really seen anything new. I'm sorry if you hear me chew and I'm eating pizza. I'm starving to death. And if you hear something in the background crying, that's Ruth. She's mad because put her in the kennel.
Honestly, that's not as bad as Luca, who was going to the bathroom when he was on the line the other day.
Now this just shows you what a close family we really are.
Yes.
Yep.
So I still see the door, what I think is a door, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, with brilliant blue beams of light shooting out of it. And the other thing, which was so totally cool last night, I actually jumped up out of bed. I'm laying here, and the white door appears with the people, and the people are super close. I mean, I can almost make out their faces. I mean, they are close people. So, I mean, it shocked me. I jumped up. I was like, oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
Wow.
I don't know what it means, but I feel like I'm fixing to take a trip.
Amen.
I know. We need to take a heavenly trip, huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and I dreamt about a train. I don't know. I don't remember much of the dream. But I remember dreaming about the train and getting on the train. And I remember right before I woke up, the sound of the whistle and somebody saying, all aboard. So I'm not saying that was from the Lord, but for some reason, I've been stuck on trains for the last few months and tickets, and he's just awesome. He just keeps throwing it all out here at us, guys.
I know. Oh, I want to welcome Blah to chat. Blah just bumped in chat. Hi, Blah. We're glad you're here. Sherry's on the phone, Blah. You should call in,
Hi,
too.
Blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, if Blah doesn't call in, I'm going to have to be Blah, and we don't want that to happen, do we?
So, Christine, hi, are you still online?
I am.
I missed most of what you were saying, something about a tent or something. If you wouldn't care to just maybe give me the speedy version of it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, I was writing the word down. I heard you speaking, and the Lord's like, write this down.
Well, praise God. So I'm writing
it down, and I don't know if you said something about a hookah. Or a tent, or, and I'm like, a hookah.
Yeah. How about hoopla?
Yeah, let's get this straight. No.
Okay, I mean,
that's funny.
You know,
oh, Stacy, you're true.
Whatever's in your hookah, you know.
Sounds like something you smoke.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no. Christine saying hookah pipes. No. That's hilarious. No, I'm sure it sounded like that. Because sometimes when I'm listening to people, like Judy comes in clearly, but like everyone else, you know, I have to like press really and hear what they're saying. So I'm sure some people heard that too. But in the the Lord had told me on Saturday, Sherry, that we are getting ready to enter the wedding chamber. And I didn't know the wedding chamber was different than the bridal chamber, but it is. And through a set of circumstances that the Holy Spirit had led me through, I basically came to realization that it is. It is a definite different room. It used to be attached to the Father. To the Father's room, the Father's house, where the bride and groom, you know, the son and I suppose daughter-in-law, you know, or the bride's father, I don't even know which side actually would be on, but built this room for them to begin the ceremony, where it would only be like the, you know, the high priest or, you know, the rabbi, whoever it is, to begin the vows, you know, and begin the whole marriage, you know. And so he said we're about to enter into that, and the short version of it is that Todd from Sanhedrin and that had you know, an experience at a beach where they had set up for a wedding and everything like that, and he said that he was walking up to that place where the ceremony begins himself, and later when he was interviewed on Jonathan Cleck, he said, yeah, Jonathan, he said, basically the Lord brought me right up to the point that we're entering the chuppah. And he said the same thing that the Lord had given me, like, 3 days before. So I was freaking out because I never even knew what is a chuppah. It's now in recent days, it's kind of like a canopy, or it's where the bride and groom will step up, you know, and maybe they'll be the witnesses or whoever, but it's just them who go into that place, and it's a very, you know, sacred moment to, you know, begin the proceedings of the ceremony. And he said, we're there. And and so anyway, it was super cool to hear that a brother in the faith, not only on his own video, but on another brother that I trust and respect highly, Jonathan Cleck, basically had the same message within a matter of days. And so I was very, very excited, very excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's better than a hookah. Wow.
You always make me laugh. I love it. That night, I got to tell you, I know I've told you this before, but if anybody goes back in the archives, I know Judy will know the date of the miracle show or whatever. Sherry, when you were laughing, I could not contain myself. Like, you said the spirit hit you and you couldn't stop laughing, and even Judy was getting a little like, Sherry,
seriously, did you do that? And you were like, Judy, I know I'm laughing, but I can't stop it, because it's usually the person, you know, in the corner laughing who has something to do with this,
yeah.
You know? So, and she was like, Sherry? Sherry, do you? And you were like laughing hysterically, and I could not get off the floor. I was like, whatever you got hit with came through you and hit me on the other line too. It was amazing. So I know you
totally
said you sometimes can't
that.
Even go to funerals or something, right? Because you just...
No, that's exactly why I cannot go to a funeral, because the spirit will hit me and I bust out laughing, and people think I'm crazy. So I don't go to funerals no more, because I'm crazy. I can't help it. I'm overwhelmed by the spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just laugh at everything, and people are very annoyed when you are laughing at a funeral. Yeah,
well,
they are.
Then they think you're laughing at their relative dying or something. Oh, man.
And
they don't understand it.
Tell them, look, it's just, I'm so joyful that this person gets to go be with Jesus. But
yeah.
They don't get it.
They're at security arrest her, too.
It was, Christine, it was the February 21st show. That's where God and the angels clapped and farted. And Sherry was laughing so hard because the angels were right above her head.
Right.
And they were really loud.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
I mean, it was hilarious.
Very,
I literally had to play it back, not just to hear the angels clapping, but that was miraculous and stopped me, all of us in our tracks. But I had to play it back to hear Sherry's laugh, too. Anytime I was, like, getting down or whatever, literally for a week, Sherry, I would go, I got to listen to Sherry's laughing, because it would just infect me. And I was just, it's amazing. So I'm sorry that happened to you.
That's how I feel about your laughter. It just brings me such joy, and it's weird. Oh, my God. We're all retarded. Maybe I'm retarded from all the hookah smoke. I don't know.
Yeah, Christine, I know. Good thing they didn't tune in at the wrong time, huh, Sherry? They'd be thinking RCC is a... place to buy
some
weed
or
something.
We're smoking something.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity to clarify that. I never would have thought somebody would have heard hookah. But
I swear, that's what I thought you said, and I'm like, do what, Lord, a hookah?
I know.
Bring it on.
No, but I grow my own tobacco. I have for years. Now, you know, stuff does poo and pee on it. So it's hard to say what you're really smoking. But I don't know.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, I have two or three hookahs, so.
Oh, my goodness.
You can put legal tobacco in them, people, and smoke it, okay?
Sherry, I'm going to party with you. If we're still here after May 15th, I'm going to party with you. I'm going to your house. I am.
Yeah.
We should all pitch in for one big RV.
Yeah. Oh, great idea, Christine.
We need a bus. We need a school
bus. Good idea, Christine. Good idea.
Yeah, a school bus or something.
Yeah.
The Raptor Retard bus.
With shovels.
Pick each other up.
Great idea. Well, if anyone has an RV, they can just go around the country and pick everybody up. Even easier.
Yeah, I don't want to drive. I'll cook with Pat. Me and Pat will cook.
Christine,
oh, yeah, yeah, there you go. And we'll all bring a shovel, Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know, under the bus
out.
There's room to put, with your luggage, we can put some shovels, okay? We're all set. Let's go.
We'll have a hookah party at night over the bonfire. We'll smoke that stuff she's been talking about. Christine was talking about in her thing,
wild
the hookah.
Bunch. This is going to be so fun at the wedding supper, like our side of the table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got it, honey. Everybody's going to want to be at our table.
I'll tell you what, you guys, when you do
get to
heaven,
there's
a hookah sitting on every table next to a glass of wine, mm-hmm. Y'all are going to freak out.
Yeah.
We'll be the envy of everybody. The retard table, it smells
it's
funny.
True. It's very true.
Well, have a fragrance, especially if it's your stuff that's got all that in it, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, guys, I'm eating pizza.
Oh, that's okay. Eat your pizza. It's better than, you know what I'm going to say. it's better than the stuff Luca does, okay?
A little hashish on the pizza dough.
Yeah, really. Everybody thinks I got the munchies now because we're talking about hookahs and I'm eating pizza.
Yeah. Well, now the medicine, my best friend has that pot card, and they have it in, they have brownies that you can buy at the pot store, and they have Rice Krispies and suckers and candy, and it's totally crazy.
Oh, boy. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
He buys Rice Krispies, and he buys little suckers and little chocolate bars. He buys butter to make with his cooking, and, you know, it's like, yeah.
Rice Krispies with weed in it? So snap, crackle, and pop, 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 pop.
Mm-hmm.
Pop, pop.
Yeah.
It's no longer the home of the brave. It's the home of the stoned.
Well, yeah, because when you go to the public, it's like you can eat he's eating chocolate chip cookies wherever he goes and stuff, and nobody knows there's pot in there. So you have the country stoned these days. Yeah, it's totally crazy.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening everywhere.
There was a story of this woman. She had to bring something for this kid's birthday party. They were like 5 or 6 years old, and she was into pot and stuff, and she didn't realize she poured her brownies with the pot in it, and she gave it to the birthday party. I don't have to tell you the rest.
The kids had so much fun.
Oh, my Lord.
So did the adults.
Yeah, exactly that. Well, Judy will get the RV, and then and Christina bring the hookah, whatever, and we'll have a good old time.
Well, you know, Colonel Sanders is from Kentucky, and those 11 herbs and spices have some stuff.
Hey!
Y'all don't line up at KFC for nothing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool how Sherry grows her own tobacco. That's just awesome.
No. Well, Christine started talking about her wedding thing, smoking hookahs, whatever.
That's crazy. That's right.
I know, right, Sherry?
It's all on Christine this time.
Started it, she said, I want to tell you about the wedding feast. Next thing you know, you're talking about hookahs, smoking out. What?
Christine. A closet hookah smoker.
Yeah.
And then she tries to come on there and explain it all away.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Christine, don't you feel better now that you're out of the closet and everybody knows?
Yeah.
Yes. I can be free to be me.
Oh, my word. I don't know why I thought she said hookah.
But, Sherry, on a serious note, for real, back in the day when my son was getting vision after vision after vision, he would see different people's mansions, and he saw Luca's mansion, and in Luca's mansion on a table in the living room was a pipe. So, you know, I think we are going to smoke. You know, there was a pipe, and it was pretty funny.
Well, I know my Bible says that God give us every seed-bearing plant, so,
you know,
I think what you put in your pipe is your own business. As long as the Lord approves it, hey.
Yeah.
And whatever that is, it'll be on her property, Stacy's property up in heaven.
Yep, yep.
She's going to grow it for us.
Oh, I'm going to have it.
Exactly. Yeah, she'll have it.
Sherry, Joe Bretto's your best friend in chat now. He likes you. He's like, I have to meet Sherry now. I have to meet her now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think
Joe kind of works
for
the... Go ahead, Judy.
Oh, I was thinking, Keith, the reason why this church is so anointed is because everybody is free to be themselves, and that's why we have fun, because it's not a cookie-cutter Christian service. Everyone has their own personality and reflects the Lord, and we're free to be ourselves. We're free to joke around and be who we really are, and it's what heaven's going to be like, right?
Oh,
oh
yes.
Oh, yes. heaven will be even more like that, because everybody's going to be, all their creative side is going to come out, and they're going to be gifting things for free, and you'll come home to your mansion, there'll be little gifts that will be sent to you from other people
that they made.
And it'll be just glorious. Yeah.
I love giving gifts.
I know you do, Pat. It's going to be so much
fun. You should see all the catalogs I have. I use them just for gift giving.
It's so cool.
Crazy. And Alan, it's like, should I order something? It's like, well, I don't know if I should. And it's like, no, hold off. Seriously, guys, hold off.
You're going to have fun in heaven then, Pat, ordering all that stuff.
I think that's me again, Judy. I got booted.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're back, Sherry, because we have a lot of requests for you not, for us not to let you go. They're like, don't let Sherry off the line, so don't go.
Okay, I'm off tonight, so I'll stay till 8:30.
8:30 is 4:30 now. What are you talking about?
Oh boy, Sherry.
Heath, there's a bunch of us that live over here on the East Coast, you know. It's not just all the Cali people.
Hey, I ain't talked on the loop for so long, I don't know what time it is.
I think we have I think we're more East Coast lopsided than West Coast with the RCC, probably.
Mitch Cutroom is saying, keep Sherry and Christine on. I guess you're making a... And Joe Greta says, Sherry, I want to hug, smoke, and dance with you.
Amen.
Sherry, Joe's all yours. He kind of works through everyone. We're done with him. We're passing him along. He becomes friends and then friends and friends. Now you're the next, you know, new hot thing in town, so he can hang out with you for a while. You can have him.
The more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring a shovel.
You ain't been to a party till you come to a big hillbilly hoedown.
Cool.
Amen.
Cool.
Yeah. Amen. Half of me is Texan, I know.
We get the hookah out, we get the moonshine out, we get the big bonfire going, throw the big pig up on it.
Wow. Judy, do you want me to share
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Christine. Go ahead.
I was just saying something funny. I just had a vision, not a real vision, but I just thought in my head about you kind of elbowing me when we're at the wedding supper, when the stuff really does appear, going, look, see, God provides.
Oh, boy, does he ever.
Hey, we make some good moonshine here. Watermelon, strawberry.
We'll bring some. We'll drink it while we're driving the RV across the country.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I don't know if you can drink and drive, brother.
Well, no, Christine's driving. She's got all that energy. Christine will be the driver because she'll be giving us tours. And you just do the tour and we'll be back here hanging out. She'll be driving.
It sounds like I'm driving because I don't drink. So Thomas and DB.
Donna will be the other passenger, yeah. Donna and Christina will be doing the driving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll switch on and off, Donna.
Donna, we're glad you're back on with us.
Yeah, I leave for 45 minutes, and what do I come back to? Craziness! Welcome to the RCC!
Judy, did you want me to cover some news?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what's going down. Okay, let's see what's going on the news today. Well, to start the news, Judy, did you hear I never heard about Northern California with the airport shut down or the planes stopped. Did you hear why that happened or?
Just going to Dabu 77. I haven't been able to watch it yet. I just saw the headline, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. The start of the news here is China and Russia to conduct naval drills. They used to not be on the same side. I mean, even though they were, you know, against the U.S., they were not really like, on the same team. Now they kind of have on the same team. Basically, they kind of buddied up against the U.S. and all that. so that's not a good sign. This says, star cluster was thrown out of galaxy at speed of more than 2 million miles an hour. Okay, they found some star cluster that was thrown somewhere. The panhandle's having horrible floods from this horrible weather thing. The rain has just been out of control on the East Coast. A lot of things, bridges and stuff are washing out in Florida. Not good. The lawsuit aims to strike down the gay marriage ban in Ohio. North Carolina, new gay marriage lawsuit could turn everything on its head. Okay. Looks like the states are trying to obviously make gay marriage legal, and the federal government, usually the federal government stays out of the state, you know, laws, but this government seems to want to force all the states onto this law, of this new gay marriage thing. School district revises policy after a student ban from distributing Christian flyers. Okay, so they're not, at the same time, they're against Christian stuff in schools and stuff. Okay, acclaimed baseball coach under fire from atheists for pregame prayers. Oh, boy. The atheists are really going after the people praying and Christians everywhere. It's not good. Russia orders urgent dispatch of military medical teams to Ukraine border. Oh, wow. Okay. I know they have a 1,000-man hospital set up outside the borders there of Ukraine, so obviously they're planning on going in. Methodists are closer to blessing the gay marriage. one of the prophecies that's going to happen in the end times is all the churches are going to become a new world religion, one religion, kind of like we love all people, all races, all religions, you know, including Islam, blah, blah, blah. So it's going to become like a one world religion. And remember that we've got the Antichrist, and we have the false prophet, you know. So the false prophet's going to have power over the earth because of the religion. You know, Catholicism is like one-third of the world, so there's a lot of power, you know.
I learned from her, I raised just one, and I thought it was hard.
The Australian-based company says that they have claimed the site wreckage of the Malaysian airline. Russia says it has prepared a response to additional sanctions by the U.S. So Russia wants more sanctions. U.S. economy slowed to a point bad. Two quarters of a negative growth is a recession and four is a depression. Well, this one says it slowed to a point one. Usually what will happen is we probably are in recession again. Well, I think we've been in it for years. But according to the numbers, it's not a negative. So usually the government will lie and just try to not add on jobs and stuff and growth numbers just to make sure it looks like a 0.1 growth so we don't declare a recession again, which is what they're doing because that's why it was 0.1. That's my strong, I know a lot about the economy. So mass gunmen tighten grip on eastern Ukraine. So these mass gunmen are probably Russian, you know. A Vatican to debate teachings on divorce, birth control, and gay unions. Okay. More than a foot of rain causes flooding in Florida. The new Islamic foreign Muslims can visit Jerusalem's Temple Mount. Visiting the Al-Qaeda Alaska Mass, on Jerusalem's Temple Mount will not be considered symbolic of normalization of ties with Israel. Okay, whatever. And the Sharia law. Another country adopts Sharia law, which is the Muslim thing. High school students say pledge in Arabic, one nation under Allah. Okay, that's false doctrine. Drug-resistant superbugs that are killing people, diseases and stuff that are spreading worldwide. And they said the drug-resistant superbugs are growing a threat worldwide, including gonorrhea, which was an STD. That's actually very popular in the big cities now, and the antibiotics they use to treat that is not working, so these things are getting out of control and killing people. China to surpass the USA as world's largest economy this year. Wow, that's crazy. And when they fall, we fall. This is interesting. The U.S. home ownership rate fell to the lowest since 1995 at 64.8%. That's usually a sign of you want people buying homes, not renting apartments, so it's not good. Dark matter slingshot could send lethal asteroids crushing into Earth. Okay. One nation under Allah. The Islamization of American public schools, that's because we know our president is a Muslim. Air Force pilots practice shooting down enemy drones and massive drill. Israel Air Force pilots. So they're practicing shooting down the drones because last year a drone got in the airspace from Iran, and they were not able to detect it, and it was looking at their nuclear reactors because Israel has nuclear bombs. Okay, let's see what else. I think we're almost done. EPA, blah, blah, blah. Oh, EPA regulation set to increase natural gas prices by 150%. Well, that'll drive up inflation. Let's see. Email shows White House plan, Bengay. Supreme Court hears case that could open up every American's life to the police department. Let's see. A few more things here. Saudi's parade. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's it, Judy. There you go.
There's one more thing. The rivers are turning blood red. Blood red all over.
Where's that at, Pat? Everywhere?
Amsterdam and a few other places. I didn't quite read it through yet, but those were some headlines. Yeah,
you know,
they're turning blood red.
That happened in China a while back too. Didn't I remember that?
But this is more. This is happening now. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Thank you so much, Keith. People in the chat room are saying they love your voice. It's so nice to get the news from you, and you too, Pat. Thank you so much. Want to go to Dobbin 77, Freedom Fighters 2127, Paul Bagley, they all talked about a lot of crazy stuff going on today, including the blood red waters and the airports in California. There's just a bunch going on today, and you can catch that. So lots of bad news, which equals good news for us. we don't have much time. You know, I sense joy in this broadcast. I mean, Sherry and Christine really got us off to a laugh and start. So thanks. My sister's going to let me use her other phone, so I don't have to talk so loud. Anyway, let's do some worship. Let's do a fun worship song. I should dedicate one to someone's inboxing me. It's really funny. Sorry. Okay. Let's do a worship song, and then let's do birthday for Rojo, a birthday gift, and, there you have it. So let me find a good song for, I'm going to dedicate this. Of course, this is Jesus. We worship Jesus to all these songs, but we can dedicate them to people, too, right?
Are we doing telephone on Christine?
We're going to do telephone on Christine and Rosemary. We're going to do Rosemary first because it's her birthday.
Oh,
okay, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, let's do the telephone on Christine later. That'd be great.
So let's go ahead and party with some worship. I'm trying to find a good one. Let's see. Oh, Bill Oley, we don't get his new one in yet. Bummer. Okay, all right, here we go.
Dance for me, love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. No, 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 no. that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love.
Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on a different phone now. Can you guys hear me?
You're fine, honey.
Okay. I had to mute Stacy because there was some background noise. Sorry, Stacy. I can unmute you, though, in a minute. Okay. Well, Lord, we thank you for Rojo. We want to lift her up. We want to thank you so much for the blessing of having her with at RCC. And we want you, Father, to tell us from heaven how we can bless her for her birthday. And we want you to touch her in a special way on her birthday today. We ask, Father, that you would do something real special that only, you know, she would know it's you beyond a shadow of a doubt. And we love you so much, Rojo. You're such a blessing. And, Lord, as we go before you now, we just thank you that you're going to tell us things that will bless Rojo. In Jesus' name, we love you. Thank you.
I have something.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I heard this noise. I didn't know if I was still on or not. Roger, the angel sang at your birth, dear one. I saw to this present day that you would be a bride. Great will be your consolation in your heavenly home. I will shower you with many choice gifts, my love. I will always keep you close to me. Live in my heart. I love you, your Jesus.
You are a pleasing aroma to the Father, just as you are named after. Have the words, you're delicate and you're jovial to him. He treats you as a precious flower should be.
Stacy, you're unmuted, or whoever 914 is, everyone's unmuted. Just so you know. She's getting lots of beautiful words in chat.
Okay, Rosemary, my daughter, you smell so sweet. You are so sweet. I light up when I see you.
Wow, this is really cool. I just looked up jovial because that's the word I heard. And I had heard, and it says endowed with or characterized by a hearty, joyous humor of and spirit of good fellowship.
I'm letting Leah on the line. Leah, you're unmuted. I see you just called in, okay?
Okay.
Rose is getting beautiful words in chat, and I like when Christine was sharing her word, she got a word in chat that was similar to it from Carol the exact same time. I love it when that happens. Christine, can you guys hear me? I just never know. Yeah, everybody, is anyone there?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Thanks. I'm on the better phone, so I didn't really have
better,
to ask.
That sounds perfect.
So, Rojo's very thankful, but yeah, Christine, you were giving your wording. Right when you were saying your word, Carol was typing, "You are a special jewel in my crown. You adore me with your beauty and your love." So that was just really neat because Christine was saying, like, a similar word. It was just cool. Yeah. It's just neat to be this in sync with God and one another.
Yep.
Very beautiful. Well, Rojo, what can we say? We're just blessed to have you. And, you know, the longer we're here, the more we're getting to know and love one another, so it's just going to get more sloppy, you know, the old saying, sloppy agape. It's just going to get more disgusting. We're going to have pet names for each other. We're just going to love each other even more each day we're here, because I do. Each day we're here, everybody grows on me even more, you know? Fun. Especially if you're in chat. I mean, it gets crazy in chat. Hey, I want to welcome Deborah Somerset. We're so glad you're here. She jumped in chat. She said, kiss, kiss, I love you all. I have missed you while I was gone. We love you too, Deborah. We're glad you're back. Miss people when they're not here. How are you feeling today, Keith? How's your health doing, buddy? Keefo? He's not there. Okay. Well, there's someone here named Jerry or Gary. There is? I don't know. Are you asking me, Raina? Is there someone here? There was someone here named Jerry, and his username was Sign for You. That's what you're asking. Okay, if anyone has a word for Rojo, go ahead and share it, but now we're going to move on. Oh. We are going to move on to a worship song, and then we're going to, don't type the word yet, but we're going to play telephone on Christine, because I just want to make sure we get Christine done here, because it was somebody's idea in the church that God told them. So, yeah, that's cool. So let's do that. Oh, Pat's back on. I bet she...
Phone just quit on me. It just shuts down. I don't know. It does it every time, and I have to call back. Sorry, guys. Love you.
Call back.
Can you play that Wildfire song? Didn't you have Wildfire that you played the other day?
Okay. What's the title of it?
Wildfire. I thought that was... I know we played the other day.
Still
sitting there? It was a 70s song, I thought.
I'm going to have to get on Luco. I sent him my song, Judy, the Happy... Mm-hmm. But I guess he hasn't put it on yet.
I've sent him so many. The poor man.
It's like a 5-year wait. There's a 5-year wait list, Christine. So.
Oh well, we'll hear our songs at the reception after the wedding supper.
Oh okay.
Long
I sent a lot of
on
nice ones.
Luca put them in the long waiting list.
Okay, so this one is going to be dedicated to Jesus. We're going to worship to this, but it's also dedicated to Sherry. I can just picture her her tobacco with her hat on out in her field while worshiping to this. In chat. We all prayed for Raina the other day. She had an important thing to tend to that we all prayed for. And so, Raina, we're so glad you're here. We missed you. Glad you're back, Raina baby. Also, this morning, you know, we didn't have a morning show. There was a scheduling issue. Sorry about that.
Breaking
I made a video.
Up.
We missed Carol. We missed her wonderful hosting this morning. Bummer. But, you know, stuff happens. It was a little tech demon. Anyway,
breaking
Lord,
up,
thank
sweetie.
You for oh, am I breaking up, really? On an iPhone? I don't
I think you're
it.
Perfect. You keep talking, baby.
Lord, we thank you for Christine. We thank you so much for her laughter and her exuberance and excitement and her contagious energy. And we thank you so much for her family. And, Father, we want to bless her today, and we ask that you would speak to us straight from heaven. We pray that even as we are giving her these words, that your mighty spirit would rest upon her children, her husband, the entire family, herself, and everyone they minister to, Lord. We thank you, Father, for falling in even a greater way. As long as you have us here, Lord, you're just going to keep pouring it out more. So we rejoice. We know you're coming. But, you know, if you're going to keep us here, we know you're going to pour it thicker until you get here. So I ask you to give an extra measure to Christine right now. And, church, let's see what God has for Christine from us to her. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus.
I have a word. Okay. What I got from this for Christine, this is Keith. The Lord showed me a vision really fast. And then the vision I saw was like, it's like, it was like a log cabin, and it was kind of out in the woods. And then I saw you kind of walking, and there was little, like you would dig down underneath the leaves and stuff, and you would see a piece of gold or a diamond or a gem. And the Lord was like covering them up. And then, so then you would find them, and then he'd cover up the next one. So Jesus was covering it up, and you were walking behind him, uncovering it, you know, thinking that, oh my gosh, I can't believe I found this, Lord, wow. And the Lord was saying, he was showing me that it was, he's saying, it's me and you, honey, you know, just you and I, and I'm going to show you these new treasures that you've been uncovering lately. I'm going to show you more and more of them. And then he was saying how he has, he was just saying how much, he said, don't worry, daughter, I'm protecting you. Like, kind of like, in other words, I'm providing a safe place for you to express these things, these gems, these treasures, and, you know, to feel safe and loved and be able to express them. And he keeps showing me that it's going to keep going. You're going to be finding more treasure gems, words of these knowledge and visions and things you're getting to share with us about all kinds of things, but mainly secrets and stuff. So rapture stuff and a lot of things of the Lord. So he just... I see him, he showed me like a thumbs up, keep doing it. My daughter says, keep doing the work. And he just wanted to know, wants you to know that you're, he was very loving and very like, you're his daughter, and it's so special the way he just had his hand over you. He said, you and me, honey, and I'm protecting you and all this, you know. It was very sweet, and that's what I got.
Thank you, Keith. That's beautiful. Rojo in the chat room says, Christine, you are my delight. Yes, I delight in you. When I tell you things close to my heart, you listen. You are my courageous little one, sharing my words even when it hurts. I love you dearly. Whew, that one got me too. Even when it hurts. Good job, Christine. Even when it hurts, you continue to do it. Praise the Lord for that. Christine and Roman in the chat room says, Christine, I got a vision for a split second of a purple dress. I couldn't really see in detail. It came and went really quick. Thank you, Roman. I love flash visions like that. I love those. I call them flash visions.
I have something, Sana. Christine, you're the apple of my eye, my pride and joy, is what you told me.
I also want to welcome to the chat room, Bill Oley just popped in. Hi, Bill. We haven't played your new song yet. We're waiting for you, but actually I'm still waiting for Luco. I usually talk to Luco every day, and today he called me when I was at Costco, and then I barely made it home on time to do everything, so we're going to put Bill's song up that he made to bless the body with, and I just want to tell you, Billy, we haven't forgotten, and it's beautiful. It's a big delight and surprise. He shared it with some, but you guys are going to love it. Okay, thank you, Tana, for that beautiful word. Anybody else?
Pat, you didn't get no word for Christine?
So anyway, no
Pat
pressure
there?
On you.
Pat, are you on? Pat, who's on the air, Judy?
We have Keith, Christine, Stacy, Tana, Sherry, Leah, and Mama Pat. Oh, wait, she's muted. Let me unmute her. I don't know how that happened.
I know.
Hi, Pat. Bet you had a word.
Pat?
Hi, Pat.
Pat, you there? We know Leah's got probably a booklet. Leah, please read your book. You got your word.
Leah will tell us when she's ready. Oh, Roman said, Christine, you are my joy and happiness. You smell so sweet like honey.
That's funny. about Stacy. Stacy, did you get anything?
I don't think Stacy can talk. I think she calls in sometimes because it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Persecuted a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. And I got to say, Roman, I don't even know if you were listening to the morning show like months ago with Justin and Jason, but I had a vision of, honestly, if you replay it, you can hear it. I'm not even kidding. That I was putting on a purple gown.
Oh, wow.
He's telling the truth. I heard that when he
you remember that,
I'm like,
Tana?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my gosh, she had that vision herself.
So when he said he had that split-second vision, that was like, wow.
Yeah, the thing that came to me on that was Lord showed me purple was the Easter color of resurrection. It's like a resurrection gown he showed me.
Praise.
Well, you should feel blessed, Christine, because all that stuff
oh,
is wonderful.
Oh, I do. I mean,
Lord.
And that's why I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you, whoever suggested it, and thank you for the words. And it was right on. And I know that Judy. I don't know who it is in the chat again. Who wrote that about even when it hurts, but that's been my whole life. It's
yeah.
been my whole life. So they were whole right life. On. I
wow.
talked to Keith about this offline, but I'll give a word even if it's something good or you know, sometimes I have to be obedient and the retribution or the
yep.
shunning or whatever direction it goes or whatever it is, you know, that has been my whole life. So thank you. You guys, that's what I'm saying. Like, we hear so clearly from God united. Like, I know we are so,
mm-hmm.
it is so beautiful. And everybody's word, like, is like at one point the Lord has told me those same things. And even Keith, the other day, what you're talking about with the cabin, when I was told Judy, I was outside talking to the Lord, like looking at the stars and everything like that. I was talking to Jesus. He was telling me that I'm his frontier girl.
Oh, wow.
Honest to God. And then you get this
That's
vision.
Funny.
So I was just laughing. So I'm just like, you guys, I love you all. And happy birthday to Rosemary. And I hope that, you know, that all those words that we got tonight are directly from God and that our brothers and sisters are just vessels of this, because I'm just like, it's like literally been the voice of God. So I hope she can hear me with that. And too, we share each other's joy, I'm sure.
Well, the Lord, you know, the Lord, he loves you, and he wants you to come out of that, you know, kind of you were held back, and now the Lord's saying you're not held back anymore. He provided a safe sanctuary, RCC, you know, place for you to express which his word and stuff you get from him. So it's a very good message from the Lord.
Thank you. And Carol, if Carol's listening too, I don't know if she's on or whatever, but she's awesome, Judy, in the morning. I don't know if you can hear me right now, but, like, I called in the other morning about, like, crazy dreams, like alien dreams and, like, some crazy, like, Men in Black dream getting stopped at, like, tolls and everything like that. And, like, she just makes you feel, like, so, like, warm, like she's like, yes, I know, like, you know, and it's just like, no matter what you're bringing from the Lord, like, she's so welcoming too. So I agree, you know, everybody in the morning, Michelle and Tana, you know, you're my girl, I love you. And I just wanted to say, like, it is a safe place for whoever, like, just pops in or joins or whatever. Like, it cannot be, it's not never going to be like that crazy to our family. Like, it's okay, you can share it.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of wild because the Lord.
In the morning. They can call in the morning, brides, call in and share whatever you want. We don't care.
Yeah.
I get on this morning. My phone kept saying it's 7 hours more, 7 hours more. And
wow.
Then it's been breaking up. And I'm hardly, guys, I have a message for Rosemary and Christine, but I'm I'll type her to Keith or Judy and let them give it to you.
Why don't you read it?
Oh, yeah, all right. You guys can hear me good, but you guys are totally breaking up. But I say it could be from my side because of this, but okay. Angels sang at your birth, dear one. I saw today that you be a. I'm just trying to read. I'll be a bride. You are a great consolation to me, and I have many gifts for you, especially your hand. Shower you with many special gifts, my love. I will always keep you close to me. Live in my heart. I love you. You're Jesus. So that was Mary. My sweetie. Joy to my heart. I love being with you. You will always be my joy. Your company is my delight. I have you and your dear ones in my hand. I know you complete. Have all my love. How I long to be. Let me turn over the page here. Be with you, my precious one, your Jesus, your love. So that was for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you come, honey. Both of you, sweet loves. Both of you.
Pat and Rojo. Rojo said thank you. Sherry, did you want to say something, Sherry? We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me?
Now we can.
Okay. Where's Christine? Is she still here?
Nope, she went in the translation.
She's waiting for us.
Okay, well, I have a word for the room.
The room?
Yeah, for the room. And I have a vision for Christine.
Woo, woo. Let's hear
so
it.
So can somebody, can she see the chat then?
I can't see chat, but Rosemary's
yeah.
inside.
Oh, you're on, Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay.
Get out of the field, Sherry. Get out of the field.
You just went
and
rolled some hookah after that pizza, huh?
I guess. I keep asking Judy, can you hear me, Judy? Can you hear me, Judy?
Having the same trouble. Yeah. Stupid phone tonight.
Okay, Christine, I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you what the Lord showed me and beg you up front to forgive me if it offends you in any way.
Gotta be kidding.
That is so weird. Oh, my goodness. That's like, what a way to start a word. Okay,
yeah,
let me.
I know, but I'm afraid if I say it wrong, you'll be offended, but there's nothing to be offended about. So,
you've been warned. You've been
warning.
No.
Listen. I'll be honest with y'all. Like, I've tried to. I've gone. Okay, Lord. I don't know. Like. I think at one point I've been offended so many times, and like Judy says, it's not us, like it's God in the way like he's dealing with us and stuff like that. I can't leave this family, and you prophesied that too, Sherry. We can't leave, like, if we wanted to. It's like you're stuck. So no, I love you.
It's a little personal though, so okay, just let me tell you what happened. Let me just say it and get it over with before I change my mind. Okay, so I got a word for the room, and after I finished the word for the room, I just asked the Lord, I said, why do I love her so much? Why does Christine love me? And this is what he told me. He said, oh, my word. He said, even though... this is what he showed me. Okay, he showed me you, me and you, in a room surrounded by thousands of people. But we both felt alone. Like, I don't want to offend you in any way. Like,
no.
Even though you're around a lot of people a lot of the time, your family, your children, whoever, even though you love them and they love you, there are times you feel like you are all alone, standing on the top of a mountain all alone. That's what he showed me.
Oh, that's not offensive at all. That's 99% of the time. My husband jokes yep. around. He says, honey, why don't you come down? Literally, he says this, Sherry. Why don't you come down from that mountain? I said, no, I want to be with God. I want to be with God. He goes, yeah, but even Jesus came down from the mountain every now and then, you know. And that's an ongoing joke, honestly. Me and my husband has, no, I need to go to the mountain, be with the Lord. He's like, but Jesus came back to the people, too. Come back to us. Come back to us.
Well, that's me.
Plus Christine is, like, super sensitive, too, you know.
Yeah.
I said, that's why we love each other so much. And he said,
yeah.
It's not just you and I that love each other that much. It's everybody in this room.
Wow.
That we are never alone. That not just that the Lord is with us, but we are actually with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like part of our spirit stays with the other spirits that the God puts together.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, you know what, Sherry? Honestly, I'm sorry, Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, but it also had a second meaning, Sherry, because Christine is very gifted and extremely sensitive to the, you know, spirit realm and people, and this was why her gifting is so strong. So she has to get away from people sometimes when she gets overwhelmed to kind of get alone. That's why she goes to the mountain. That's why sometimes she does feel that isolation, because she has to get away just to recharge, and then the Holy Spirit will recharge her and soothe her and fill her back up, and then she comes back. So that's definitely, that was very accurate.
So you nailed it. You nailed it. But I was going to say, Keith, you probably agree with this too, because you're a twin, and my daughter and my son, when you separate them, I think of our family like this, honestly, because there's been times where I was just like, okay, I'm going to take a time out and just chill and, like, come back to my family, you know what I'm saying, talking about RCC. But it's like my twins, honestly. When I take one or my husband takes one for a time, they're not the same until they're back together.
Yeah,
and
right.
I felt like literally in the past 48 hours, like in the past couple days, I've been saying, I'm like, you know, because I'm like, I took a little time out, like I'm saying like a week or two, you know, like from RCC or whatever. But when I come back, like it's just like I feel like it's how I see my twins get back together, and they're totally like vibrant and full and everything like that.
Right.
He's telling me, yeah, that's what happens when you come back with those, literally your word, like you said, that you are literally like bound with.
Right.
Absolutely true. Absolutely
you're stuck with
true.
Us forever.
Yep. Praise God. Praise God for that.
Hey guys,
we love you. Yeah,
I just have to say it's been really fun to have Sherry and Christine talking and bringing so much laughter to the show. It's really been like a really fun church service. I think Leah's texting me. Leah, my new phone, the 707 number, the 408 number can get pictures, but my new phone doesn't. I'm having phone issues. I'm going to work it all out. But Leah, are you ready to talk and share a word, Leah? I don't know, because Leah just sent me a text, but it didn't come in, so I don't know. And a caller 404 is on the line. 404, welcome. 404. Did you want to say anything, caller?
404 is a Georgia number, whoever is calling.
Okay.
So welcome if you're calling from Georgia.
I want to hear Sherry's words in the chat room.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Connor. I want to hear Sherry's words in the chat.
I'm not really getting what you're saying. We're glad you called. Can you try talking again?
It's not Brofort, it's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I just wanted to hear Sherry's words that she got for the chat, for the room. I want to hear that word, but I'm not at home to read it.
You want Sherry to repeat that? Okay. Okay, great. Blah's going to give the word because I guess Leah's throat hurt. And Leah, if you want to send it, Blah can give it and I can read it. Or you can send it to my other phone, which is 408-561-3689. But Leah isn't feeling well, so she can't deliver the word. But we want to hear it before the show's over. We only have 10 minutes. So, Leah, if you can send it to my other phone, 408-561-3689, that would be awesome. Or tell Blah, and Blah will post it in chat. Thank you, because I know that both Christine and Rojo would love to have those words. Okay, well, until we get those words, go ahead, folks. Talk on, family, talk on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sherry, thank you for even saying that you would think that. I think that I actually think the opposite of that message. I think it's a blessing. I don't know. God's always put in me, like, that I don't know, I love that. That was a blessing. So do you feel relieved?
Yeah, I do.
I love being in that place with you, sister, and the rest of my family.
I didn't want you to, I mean, I seen it as something very beautiful. I didn't want to say it wrong. What I saw, I didn't want to say it wrong.
Oh, you said it well. And you're with me in it. So
I know.
Sherry, you're all worried about saying it wrong. You were saying she was smoking hookahs earlier. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me read the word for the room.
Wait, before you do, Sherry, can I read the word before it goes away, Sherry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is from Leah, from the Lord to Christine. Christine, my beautiful daughter and great beloved one, how you have come to know me as the great love of your life. For you have put me first and come to me in your times of trial. For I have heard your cries, caught your tears, smiled at your laughed and smoothed your brow in your serious times. For you have come to walk with me every day, how I long to be loved as you do by so many of my children. For your testimony, I'm about to cry, okay? It's hard to read. Okay. For your testimony is great and inspires many. For I have put a fire in you so great that no man can quench. For you have obeyed me to the point of hurt. You give and you love as I have asked. For you are the daughter that makes me proud. You are pleasing to me. My love pours out on you and fills you with joy. Your heart is tender and made of pure gold. You are my treasured jewel and trusted friend. For the world has kept your value a secret, but it was left for me to uncover you to the world, and now it is your time to shine. You are so sensitive to my words, and that is why I have chosen you, because you are the one who will spread my word in truth, excitement, and love. For you are my champion, a powerful warrior so full of strength. For it was the trials that made you into the woman you are, a beautiful mother, friend, wife, and servant. For you have given your life, and your reward will be the crown of life for the race you have run. Well done, my good and faithful servant, friend, and loved and cherished one. I love you more than anything, and I can't wait to spend all of eternity walking with you. Side note, I asked the Lord why all of the for yous in this word, and he said, because she knows I'm talking to her. I laughed, and so did he. That's funny.
Oh, why do I have to go and do that, Leah?
Oh, that's beautiful, honey. Enjoy.
Oh, it was
that's beautiful, sweetie.
Cute.
Thank you,
how
Leah.
Beautiful, darling.
Oh, Leah, you're such a gift. Oh, my gosh. Like, thank you for literally being his mouthpiece. Wow.
That was very sweet.
That was precious.
Yeah.
Leah, it takes a lot to shut me up.
Okay.
Well, very good with that hookah stuff.
We're 5 minutes left. I think that Sherry and Charlene need to make us laugh some more.
I know, we need Sherry words for room.
Okay, this is the word I got for the room.
Yes.
The Lord says,
room.
I have made
the
stars
says,
to fall.
I have made the stars to fall.
I have made the way for those who want to see. For those who do not stray.
For those who want to see. For those who do not stray. Those who want to see.
Those who I have called, my stitches are secure. My fabric is woven.
Those who I have called, my stitches are secure. My fabric is woven. Those who I have called, my stitches are secure. My fabric is woven.
Wow, I keep hearing my own self.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy. Wow, I keep hearing my own self.
Wow, what an echo.
Wow, what an echo.
Why is it doing that?
Why do I sound like that?
Oh my gosh, it's like a broken record. It's so weird. How do you shut it off? This is weird. What the heck happened? This is weird. This is totally weird. Oh my goodness. This is so strange. Oh my gosh. This is too weird. Oh, we're going, guys, that's for sure. Oh my gosh. That is the strangest thing. Oh my
goodness. That is the strangest
thing. Oh my gosh. Can we shut that up? What happened? Oh my goodness. That was weird. That was
weird. Oh my gosh. I thought I was going to die of laughter. I thought I was going to be translated right there.
That was so weird. Oh my gosh.
How this happened. Can you read your word again?
Don't. I'm kidding, of course, reading.
I can't.
Oh, my goodness. 2 minutes, guys. 2 minutes. Read the word quick.
I can't. I got to go pee real quick, okay?
Dear. Oh, Sherry.
60 seconds, guys. Spirit and the bride
yeah.
Say,
come.
Please come. Getting crazier.
Come.
We love you, Jesus. Thanks for that.
Love you.
Thank
everybody.
You, Jesus. Thank you for
thanks
laughter.
For, yeah, thanks for
yes.
Flirting with us.
That was fun. Thank you.
Oh, that was
another
so
miracle
fun.
Service.
Love
praise
you,
God.
Love you,
you
love you, guys, love
everybody
all of you.
In the chat room. Love you, little
love
dog.
You all.
Everybody
love
in the
you
chat,
all.
Everybody
love
online.
You.
Love you, Roman. Love you, Pat.
Hey,
love you, Pat. Love
you,
Tana.
Love you, honey.
Love
you so much,
love
everybody.
You,
archives and
love you, all of you guys. Love you, chat. Oh, my
love
goodness.
You, everybody.
Love you, everyone, yeah.
Okay, go, Sherry.
10 seconds. Spirit and the Bright say,
come get us, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
We praise you, Lord Jesus, and love you.
Praise you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, Lord Jesus. Love you, Jesus.
Love you.
Amen. We love you.
Love you.